All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on? I'm Scott from Coding. This is Nick from Coding. And we're back. Another episode of Wheel Wednesday. Nice to see you here.
Nice to see you too, Scott.
Oh, jeez. So let's see. Real quick before we get into this, if you wouldn't mind throwing us a like and subscribing down below, let's just get that out of the way. Go ahead and do it. This is the key to all that is giveaway. You want to find out about giveaways. We kind of talked about that most of the giveaways that we're going to be doing for the rest of this year are going to be
on the podcast.
Yes, somehow related through this. And, you know, we finished one just about a month ago, and we had people.
What do we got? Joe walked in.
He's like, what are you doing?
He comes in, he's looking, and he's like, and backs out.
So we had people just like about a month ago, and when we were, lost my train of thought now. Giveaway.
The last giveaway, how it went down.
We ran a giveaway just about a month ago. We did that solely through our YouTube channel, and we were able to do that through the notification link. So clicking that notification bell, in addition to being subscribed to the channel, is extremely important. I will say that we've talked about possibility of maybe doing another giveaway soon, kind of related to Instagram. Our Instagram is hovering just below 100,000, right, which is crazy to think that only a few years ago did we start that.
Been that long?
No, not really, I don't think. So what we basically were thinking is maybe we'd do something related to, you know, corresponding to 100K, but still would all be announced over here on YouTube. A little counterintuitive, but that's the deal. If you want to know about the giveaways, you gotta be subscribed.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So let's see. Last Friday, I don't even remember if we put up anything. So we're moving through. Check out the YouTube channel. There's a lot of content out there. So today we're going to actually talk about something. We get a lot of questions about this. So many questions. And this has to do with car washes. People are always saying, you know, should I go through the car wash with my wheels? Or I went through the car wash with my wheels. Or they're showing us damage that's pretty apparent with car wash.
Whether you get scratches on it, they're worried about sometimes the machines or...
Yeah, there's you know, car washes. We tend to recommend not using car washes with the wheels. You know, it's not about necessarily even one factor. It's about the gamut of things that happen when you go through a car wash, mm-hmm, right? First thing that happens is, and this is the part where you need to say no. Like, if you go through a car wash, the first thing that they always do is they take that big pressure washer and they start spraying your wheels.
Okay.
And I can't speak for every car wash, but many car washes, what they're spraying in that thing isn't just regular soap. It's like
wax.
It's like what they're spraying in that gun onto the wheels is actually like an acidic wheel cleaner.
Mm.
Now, over time, acid tends to eat away at clear coats. Now, when you have an OE wheel, sometimes, first off, the painted stuff is always going to be safer. We've heard us say that. But when you get into the stuff that has machining on it or whatever it may be, that clear coat, it's different. You know, an OE clear coat, if you look, a lot of them, they're not really shiny. They're actually pretty dull. Mm-hmm. And the reason they're pretty dull is because it's a much thicker... it can be a much thicker clear coat. You know, you can't make the wheel shine brilliantly with that kind of, coating. So it almost looks like it's a matte coating.
Okay.
But so what you could do is that over time, that acid will eat through clear coat layers. And you've seen it even on OE wheels. You get that blistering or, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm sure on Honda wheels.
The CRV wheels are... all blistered up.
Yeah, and so that happens over time. Over time, you know, clear coats will get eaten by the elements, and wheel acid will be one way of really accelerating that kind of deterioration.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing you're going to do is when you pull up to the car wash, if you're using it, and again, we're saying don't, is you got to flag the guy off. You say, "Yo, put down the gun. Put down the gun. Don't spray my wheels with those." No, but seriously, like if I've ever went through a car wash, even if it was, you know, I usually say, "Do me a favor. Can you just not use? Don't spray them." And they usually give you the look of like, "What's the matter with you?" And you're like, and he's like, you know, and he walks away. But that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we tend to see, like, so when we talk about car washes, there's more than a few reasons that we don't really want you to go through them. The first thing is that they just put acidic wheel cleaner all over everything. The second thing is that once you start to get through, and don't get me wrong, I know there's touchless car washes and there's different options and stuff like that. So if you have one of those situations, great. Like,
I was about to say, my favorite in my neighborhood, which I don't really know many other places that do this, but it's a touchless car wash. Mm-hmm. It's literally a few blocks away from me, and like, it's dope because you go in and it just pressure washes, then it'll spray the soap and then everything without even touching your car, which is cool because, you know, I hate getting scratches on my paint, especially if I just repaint the car.
Yeah. I think that when you start to go down the chain, we're talking about regular car washes here, right? Mm-hmm. But when you start to go down the chain, one of the things that you really look at is, and we'll get people that say this all the time, they'll say, oh, like they'll send in a thing and say, oh, there's something, you know, my wheels are defective.
Right.
And you're like, what's wrong with the wheels? And get the pictures back. And all four wheels are messed up. First off, that's red flag number one. Wheels typically do not have finish issues in lots of four without the entire batch being bad.
Right.
Okay. Is it possible that you could have a paint defect at some point?
In one of them.
In possibly one of them? It's possible. If you have all four, it only means one of two things. One, you're getting calls from everybody because it's the entire lot that you've run in that group.
Right.
That has only happened. I've been here for 15 years. I can only remember that happening to us once.
What happened then? You had to recall them, or?
And yeah, so what we did was we basically, you know, it's easier to, for us, it's, you know, we could track it down through, there's some barcoding and stuff like that, but we could track down the model dates and we can tell people how to, and then what happens is as, you know, we don't have the end product user information, but like as a store would call in and say, oh, this customer came back with this, we would ask them, you know, can you dismount the wheel? Like, you know, can you look at this barcode? And then we're able to go, oh, yep, okay, this, you know, let's get them back.
Yeah.
But I can only remember that happening once, and it was actually on a, I think it was a clear coat issue on a machined wheel. Something happened with, like when, before, after the wheel was machined, there was, like, a light coating of oil from, you know, that never really got cleaned off of one batch, off the lip area.
So the clear coat didn't bite hard enough. Yes, and
yep.
It didn't bond to the surface because the oil was still on it.
Yeah, and that was the only time I remember that happening, and we take care of it. That's not a problem. But
the other thing is when, or you said one of two things. So the other thing would be if they go to the car wash and...
Well, so when we start talking about all four wheels. So one scenario is that we have, the other scenario when you have all four wheels showing signs of damage is that they're, finish damage we're talking about, is that there's most likely, like 99%, some sort of chemical corrosion issue that's occurred.
Right.
So we start looking for the sources of what that could be. How do you clean your wheels? What do you use to clean your wheels? Do you live in an area where there's a lot of salts on the road? Did you go through something that would have came on? You know, like, you know, there's a lot of things that people use for chemicals. You know, like I remember one time a guy couldn't figure it out and it ended up being something like, I forget, it was like two wheels, and by the time we were like, oh, it's chemical corrosion, and there was something like with his pool, like, the pool cleaner was there, and like stuff got, like he was backwashing the pool, and it was splashing all over the wheels for hours at a time. Like, I don't remember what the combination was, but there was some chemical that they had, like all over the wheels that started to, But so anyhow, so bottom line is when we start to look at that kind of stuff, you know, we're trying to get to the bottom of, there's got to be something here. Let's figure out what it might be.
Yeah.
So sometimes we'll get pictures and people will say, oh, and this happens. I've seen this a lot with, well, not a lot. I've seen this a few times with the Flowform caps, right? Those the black Flowform caps.
Mm.
People will say, oh, all four caps are bad. Okay, send them some pictures. Let's see what we got going here. One of the first things you see is that they're like the paint is actually almost like off the cap, right? Not all the way, but it's like started to come off from the center part
right.
out. And then a lot of times, if you really look at the wheel, you can almost see this faint like brush stroke out. So let me explain what's happening. All four wheels means that they were all affected by the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The caps, if you look, the logo is slightly recessed, so that technically the top part, the most protruding part of the cap actually comes to more of a point.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is...
I'm looking at this one, right?
Right. So what happens is multiple repeat uses of a car wash, when you have those brushes that are on the sides down low to clean the wheels... They spin really fast, and they get super abrasive.
Right.
So what happens is you go through it once a week or whatever it may be, and you start to...
Start to see the scratches.
You start to essentially sand away the painted finish from the parts. And once you expose it, now you know how it works. Like, you know, you ever been painting something, and well, you have been.
Yeah.
and you'll start sanding something away, and you get that leading edge, and then all of a sudden it starts to chip off a little bit. And mm-hmm. that's what happens to those caps. So... You know, again, it's from abrasion. And the same thing could work if you would essentially take a very fine grit of sandpaper and sit there and work on a cap like that for a while.
Yeah.
Eventually, you would get to a point where you have that and you put it through a leading edge of something, you know, blasting across it, and you would do the, you could do the same thing, right? So we've seen that. But again, we've seen people do that. They go through the car wash so much that... You know, like, let's say the cap on the wheel is a plastic pop-in cap.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to get that paint change. It's not a metal cap. So the cap doesn't really get it. But we've seen it. The logos start to really dull.
Yeah.
And then you look at the wheel, and you can actually see over time that the clear coat's almost, like, started to dull, but, like, in a weird fashion. And so when that happens on all four wheels, there's usually a reason for it. And so that is a good indication that car wash... repeat car wash use has happened.
Yeah.
Right? And so you look at the wheel acid, you look at the brushes, you look at, you know, whatever chemicals. They're unknown what they put in there. I mean, mm-hmm. they don't tell you. It's not like a, you know, an Oreo package where you can look at the back. And
yeah.
Right? They really don't tell you. Like, you may see something that says Sonax or whatever it is, like, brand, but you don't know what's loaded into those, like, the soap that they're spraying all over your car and stuff.
Oh, like, you as the driver, I thought you meant, like, there's mm-hmm. no way of knowing. Because, like, you know, products you buy at the store and stuff like that are, like,
It has all
the details written on whatever. So whatever soap they're using, like, they probably mm-hmm. do know, but, yes, you as...
Yeah, well, they know. They probably have a bucket in the back that they have to dump in, you know.
Yeah, it's probably written on that bucket.
Yeah, and if you work at a car wash or know anything about a car wash, throw that stuff down below. Let us know, you know, what you're using or what that stuff in the spray gun is, right?
Yeah. Imagine they're like, yeah, we put paint thinner in there.
Right. Keep coming back. But, you know, look, so you have that. And then that really, you know, over time. See, the thing is, it's not a one-and-all thing, mm-hmm. right? You don't go through the car wash once, although I have a good car wash story.
Oh,
if you want to hear it. You don't go through the car wash once and then it destroys your wheels. But, you know, people that tend to go through car washes are usually pretty routine about it.
Yeah.
They don't jump there once or twice a year. They typically, like, you know, maybe once a week or a couple times a month. Or maybe it's even periodically, but, you know, hey, my car got dirty. Let me run to the car wash. Car got dirty. Let me run to the car wash. Well,
right.
It's just one of those things, you know. I don't know. You really do have to weigh out what you're doing, but understand that, like, when you put on, you know, wheels and you go for a style element or whatever, there really is that you want to take additional care with them, because if you're looking for something that's made for, you know, every single environment, You know, there's a reason that OE wheels cost so much. They're overproduced and overmade in every single way to upstand, you know, to last for 10 years or whatever it's going to be.
Wherever they're going to be.
Yeah, I mean, through all these different environments, and the problem is we could do that same thing, right?
But it would be more costly.
No, it's not even, I mean, yeah, it would cost more. But what I'm saying is, but it's not just that. What it ends up coming down to is, you know, you're limited, right? We can make, you know, when people want a machine wheel, they want a machine wheel that looks like that.
Yeah.
You know what? They want to mirror a machine lip.
Yeah.
And you have to do that through clear coat. And anybody who does a lot of painting can tell you that, like, you get to a point where you have to use the right products and stuff like that. And we do. Just got to remember that, like, you want to try to make sure that you maintain that,
mm-hmm.
not degrade it.
Right.
And you know, if I took a piece of paper. You took a piece of paper and spent, you know, a long time
just
rubbing it on the paint of your car. Take a piece of paper and go into the clear coat of your car and just rub it like this. Even a paper towel. You'll look. There will be scratches. And not only will there be scratches, but you will start to dull that clear coat.
Mm-hmm.
You just will.
And, I mean, that's essentially what happens to a lot of cars over time.
That's right.
You know, older cars, especially depending on how they're maintained, if you hand wash it,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could even be using like microfiber towels, sponges, whatever, like all of that can still leave scratch marks.
Yeah. I mean, cars have really, really thick clear coat. I mean, you know, because you can watch somebody, you know, wheel through it a bunch of times or whatever it is. But like, even with that, remember, there's plenty of detailers out there that you'll get to, you know, wheel your car and do paint correction. You know, through the life of the car, and it's harder to do paint correction on a wheel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so just keep in mind. Like, again, it's not. You know, it's just kind of a tip to. It's not the one time. It's not. I go. You know, once in a while. It's, you know, when you start to repeat this stuff.
When it's a routine.
That
thing.
Same action just takes its toll on wheels. Any wheels. Even your OE stuff, like, I mean, 100%, like, is it going to be a little bit different in the sense? Because those, you know, a lot of them, do painted wheels make it longer? Yeah, absolutely. But make sure that you know, especially with your wheels, it's such an easy thing to, you know, just not do. Buy, you know, the use a safe, non-acidic car wash soap. There's a lot of stuff, you know, like, again, we can't endorse any one particular company yet. But there's a lot of wheel coatings that you can actually apply to a wheel
mm-hmm.
before, you know, when you first get them to keep that finish restored and stuff like that. So just consider your options and make sure you're not using anything harsh on chemicals and you're spraying wheel cleaner on there that has acid in it and stuff like that. So, I don't know. That's my tip A for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I guess we're done.
Yeah.
You know, we did that whole podcast on wheel finishes.
Right.
Did we do a video on it?
I
don't think we did a video on it.
I think we were hoping we can get the rag company guys to do something.
Yeah, I think so. But we did a podcast on that too.
Yep.
You know, one of the things you mentioned was keeping in mind the environment you're in.
Right.
You know, OE wheels are made to really kind of be all around for that, whereas
and people, I think oftentimes people try to compare quality between OE and aftermarket, and again, it's a very, you know, apples to oranges type of thing. You know, the aftermarket, it's not about aftermarket or OE, it's about what the finish. If you look at most of the OE wheels, they're not going to be machined.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ones that are machined are very, very, very matte machined. But if they tried to do, like, if they tried to do something that was really, whatever, machine, you know, very shiny machine,
right,
you'd want to take the same precautions. You want to take the same precautions. And so remember that the same way over time, like, for example, like, let's say the CRV wheels, like, they're blistering and the clear coat's shot.
Yeah.
But if somebody throughout the life of that ownership had hand washed them without acidic wheel cleaners and took care of the wheels, those wheels still may look perfect.
I wish.
No, but I'm just saying, like,
no, you know what I'm saying?
So it's not about OE versus aftermarket. It's just about, you know, the maintenance and kind of taking care of things the right way.
Actually, I was just going to plug the Wheel Finish podcast. That's what I was getting to.
I say we plug it. Plug that Pewitt podcast.
Go check out the Wheel Finish podcast because we also, you know, we tell you some of the things to consider when buying Wheel Finish. We briefly touch about cleaning it, but this, right. You know, this is the Cleaning It podcast.
Yeah, we gave some tips about like which finishes to use and what circumstances and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's. So,
but I do think doing something with the rag company would be cool.
Yeah,
so I should drive my car over to them and see if they can bring my wheels back to life. Those
to Boise.
There, yeah, I would do it. That'd be a fun.
I mean, look, you can bring those wheels back to life. You gotta lightly sand them down. You gotta get a body shop to clear coat over them. Most of that's clear coat. I mean, it's all clear coat. Yeah. You know.
But is it like a special kind of clear coat for wheels,
I mean,
or is it?
Our clear coat has a custom thing to be as prolonged as possible and still be, you know, shiny and stuff like that. But. But yeah, like, I mean, for the most part, you know, they're going to be able to lay down clear. I mean, cause think about it. They put it on the paint. You know, on the car, like you have done plenty of stuff to.
Well, I'm just asking if it's the same cause I got like a whole gallon and a half of clear. I'll just do it myself.
Yeah. You can do it yourself.
That'd be an interesting.
You could definitely do it yourself.
All right. Let us know if you want to see a video of me attempting to restore the wheels. That'd be a good video.
Anyhow, so let's see. We go live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Instagram and most of the time on Facebook. So yep. Make sure you check us there later today. And we come back with another podcast every Wednesday.
That is correct.
And
we haven't missed a single one yet.
We attempt on Fridays to put up a piece of content. Sometimes, especially now when we got a lot of stuff going on, it just doesn't happen. But make sure you are checking on our YouTube channel regularly. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you have the notification button checked. And, you know.
That's it.
Yeah, pretty much it. Okay. So that's it. I guess we will catch you back here next week. Yeah.
Toodles.
Take care.